you?
Daddy?
Hi, Fish.
Fawn.
How are you doing? Getting along?
We're getting along fine. We went to the Supreme Court, and Berger had us back to his chambers afterwards.
Is that your first visit?
No. It's our second visit. And then we liked it so much we went back today. Our first was with you.
Oh.
Remember
no,
when you presented your case?
But he wasn't there. Eddie wasn't there.
No, that's right. No, it's our first visit together. It's his first visit.
Berger saw you there, is that it?
Yeah, and then he passed us two cute notes to me, and yesterday he said, I'm sorry, this is so boring. This case is so boring, and then he invited us to come back for tea.
Isn't that nice?
And Mrs. Berger dropped by, and we had a nice chat for about half an hour.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
And he said he was at Bill Rogers' house for the election return.
Right.
Today, so about 11:30, and he said he was so happy.
Right.
You know, he's just really glad. Of course.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
one thing that you and Romeo and Julie ought to talk about is, you know, I don't want to get too much in her plate, but I really think it's important that we take that third floor room and make it into a really, you know, warm, pleasant...
What kind of a room do you envision?
Family room. Well, a room.
Family room.
That's right, where we can go up and, you know, sit around and, maybe the bar thing should be kept. I mean, obviously, leave it with that, but set it up so that it looks nicer, you know. It's ugly the way it's done now, with a proper little bar locked in the back there. But then with the furniture more comfortable and decorated more colorfully. I'd like to see it decorated colorfully.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk to Mommy and Julie about it, okay?
Okay. And
it's a
place to watch TV and get away from it all.
It's a hell of a good project. That's right. And you see, there are times when people will want to be using the West Hall or the Yellow, or anybody may want to go up and be away, or where you have guests who may want to be, but the room should be made into a pleasant room. It's rather barren, in my view.
It's a horrible room.
Right.
Well,
but, you know, just get a damn good decorator in and have him fix it up with bright colors.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like.
What's your favorite color? What would you like it to be? Just really bright?
I like anything. I like blues and reds and yellows and, you know. But they'll know how.
That sounds pretty. In fact, that sounds like a nice color scheme already.
Okay. Well, anyway.
How's everything at Camp Dixon?
It's fine. We're working on... It's winter here now. All the leaves are gone.
Right.
It's foggy. But,
I like it.
I've been working inside all of it because I've got a tremendous amount of work.
I know.
But it's come along fine.
No, everything sounds good in the paper, but...
Right.
Anyway, I see
McGovern complaining. Wallace's votes went to us. Isn't that too bad?
He complained about that. Then he said, oh, I didn't really lose. The country lost. He's really pathetic. He's really had it, you know? And that said, he's just a true believer.
Believe, that's right. He is.
He's a communist, basically.
Well, he's not quite that, but
that's
he's worse.
He thinks he is.
He's worse in a sense. He's a total ideologue.
Yeah, exactly.
Fanatic. He's not as smart as a communist. Well, anyway... You have a good time now, and we'll see.
Okay, now we're planning Beanie's birthday on Friday or not?
Yeah, he's going to be
he's
here.
He's going to come up.
What?
He's going to come up for that.
He's going to come up for that.
That sounds good.
All right.
Great. Bye, Daddy.